If you look to your left, you may be able to see the current Arkansas Capitol building, some 20 blocks to the west. Next, look to your right at the large, modern building on Capitol Avenue between Rock and Commerce, the former Arkla Gas Company, 400 East Capitol.
Not all Arkansas political history deals with elected officials. Many quite influential men chose to work behind the scenes. Witt and Jackson T. Stevens had this reputation. After a childhood working on the family farm, Witt and Jack became millionaires through successful banking and investments. In 1945, they moved into utilities and natural gas production, culminating in Arkansas Louisiana Gas Company and the stock market. Now, Stevens Inc. is the largest brokerage company off Wall Street. Witt particularly loved hosting luncheons at his office suite, inviting celebrated figures from politics, business, finance, law, theater, sports, journalism, church, and the academic world. A nephew noted that Witt's
powerful and sagacious mind gave him the ability to recognize patterns of behavior that was not limited to financial forecasting, but was useful in understanding the currents of politics, as well as the continuum of history.
Although he served in the Arkansas legislature for two terms, Stevens preferred to be a kingmaker. For 50 years, he raised funds for and backed candidates at all levels of government, including Governors Homer Atkins, Sid McMath, Orville Faubus, and Bill Clinton.